The World Health Organization is meeting today to determine how to deal with a new coronavirus variant first found in South Africa. This comes as Colorado continues to struggle with its fifth wave. The number of outbreaks among K-12 schools has been rising. State officials reported more than 300 active outbreaks in Colorado schools on Wednesday. Multiple Front Range counties reinstated indoor mask orders this week. Although outbreaks have risen, state officials report the case rate among school-aged children has improved in recent days. State Health Department data shows 19% of 5 to 11-year-olds have received inoculations thus far, as vaccines for the age group received approval earlier in the month. As young children receive their first doses of vaccines, more than 915,000 Coloradans, or a third of those eligible to receive a booster shot, have done so. The state's chief medical officer, Eric France, says the health department will be expanding its booster delivery capacity by opening two new sites this weekend.
As of Friday of this week, we'll have two large facilities, one in Colorado Springs at the Chapel Hills Mall, and a second at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, that will be able to do up to 1,000 doses per day starting this weekend. And we also have the Pueblo Mall that will be offering them as well. So we're excited about that. We know that we have other sites that we'll be announcing in the near future, so that it will be easy for persons who are pursuing and interested in getting their booster dose to get it done.
Xcel Energy has agreed to speed the closure of its coal-fired Comanche 3 power plant in Pueblo by 5 years, but there are stipulations. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Xcel's Comanche 3, one of the largest remaining coal-fired power plants in the West, is to be closed by 2035. The Colorado Sun reports that the agreement with regulators is 5 years earlier than the original agreement, but it will allow Xcel flexibility to add natural gas power generation. The plan is supported by state, local, and union officials, but opposed by environmental groups who are pressing for a 2027 closing. Under state law, utilities like Xcel must reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% over 2005 levels by 2030. The settlement agreement will cut Xcel emissions by 87% or more. The Comanche 3 coal plant has been plagued by operational, equipment, and financial problems since it opened in 2010. According to Wren Casper Smith, a Sierra Club organizer, the settlement was a political deal done behind closed doors, in which political leaders have sacrificed customers and the environment. As part of the settlement, Xcel will issue a request in 2027 for proposals for a new source for generating power to be located in Pueblo. This leaves the door open to adding a natural gas-fired generating source. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The Denver City Council unanimously approved an ordinance on Monday requiring owners of commercial and multifamily buildings to convert to electric heating systems when the current natural gas heating systems reach the end of their service life. According to Denverite, the ordinance also requires buildings over 25,000 square feet to reduce overall energy usage 30% by 2030. Under the ordinance, large building owners will need to replace natural gas furnaces or individual water heaters with electric heat pumps after 2025, and for systems that are more difficult to electrify, such as boilers and heaters, the city will require the switch after 2027. The city of Aurora is experiencing an increase in non-fatal shootings this year. Data from the city's police department shows non-fatal shootings have risen 136% since last year. The number of gun-related homicides appears it will remain flat for 2021. So far this year, 135 people have survived shooting injuries in Aurora and 29 have died. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife is offering free admission to all 42 state parks today. The agency is encouraging Colorado residents to spend time outdoors to escape the stress of shopping as the busy holiday season begins. This is the seventh year of the free entry event, which is dubbed as Fresh Air Friday. Today's weather along the Upper Metro Front Range includes sunny skies with highs in the 60s. Tonight's weather includes cloudy skies with lows in the 40s for Denver and Boulder and a low around 33 for Fort Collins. Overnight skies will gradually become mostly clear for Boulder and Fort Collins. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 39 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.